Back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, we're talking today with Riley County Commissioner Catherine Foakey. We rotate through our different county commissioners once a month. Next month it'll be, I believe, John Ford will be next, and then we'll circle back. We'll have Greg McKinley in November, and Catherine will be back here right before Christmas. So I'll be looking forward to that. And one thing that may or may not be resolved by that time is this situation with the former First Christian Church property. I know there's been a few hurdles to try to figure out the future of what's going to happen there, and it's kind of stalled right now, as I understand.
Yes, it is. We were going to do asbestos removal, and then since the church has been put on the historical register, we've decided not to do that at this point. The whole, and I voted against demolition, and there are good reasons that I did that, and I've explained it to various people, but it's good to be able to explain it on the air. The church was purchased back in May of 2020 with by the former commissioners. I don't know why they decided to not demolish it at the time, if that was the plan, probably because election was coming up and there was such a public outcry on it. So they kind of kicked the can down the road and said the next commission can deal with it. So when I was elected, I felt that was a mandate for us to take a look at it and come up with some creative ideas on it and see if it really needed to be torn down or if we could reuse it. I'm a designer, and when I work on a project, I look at it not with a specific purpose in mind. I kind of open up my mind and look at all the different alternatives to a project. And so I had approached this in that way. And I know that the original plans that were made back in 2006 had a specific purpose. The church was not for sale at the time. But they did a vision, and they told told the architect, okay, we want to look at a vision for the future. If we can buy the church, what can we do with it? And at that point, it wasn't a real creative plan that was done because they had a purpose of, you know, we'll probably tear it down and build a big, big facility for everybody in the county. And so things that we didn't have the Carnegie Building outfitted for the courts, which we have now, the district attorney. So I looked at it in that direction, and I went and started visiting various properties that had been repurposed and properties that had been torn down, too. I was quite impressed by the way, say, the architectural and planning and design project was done on campus, and that they took two older buildings built in the 1800s and repurposed them, and it's a beautiful complex. I also talked to various people on the Preservation Society and went to various other projects. So I decided to bring these various people to the commission and have them, the other two commissioners, and give them the benefit of what I had discovered and what other people had thought about that could happen. They weren't very happy with all that, but they did bring in Brent Bowman, the original architect, and he said he could do a quick analysis, since we did own the church now, what we could do with the space. So my purpose was to have the entire commission take a look at the whole picture of the original building. I thought it was just the original building, which was built in 1908 to match the Carnegie Building and the courthouse. It was designed by the same architect. And then as I looked through it and talked to various people, all the additions, the entire building turned out to be, it was all historical. It just wasn't real applicable. It wasn't adaptable for our needs that in the current state. Well, the Preservation Society decided to put it on the register. They went through a huge process of determining what had happened, and the purpose was to not have it demolished without having further investigation done on it. So when it did pass the Preservation Society on the register, they considered the mid-century design, which is what you see on the front part of it now, they decided that that was historical as well. So we're kind of at we're stalled right now. The other two commissioners really want to have it torn down. I think we should do our due diligence and see what we can do with it. I think that a lot of things could be done creatively with the building. I'm not sure what the cost would be. I would like to look at what it would cost to do something creative with that building. There are about 44,000 square feet in it that we really could use. If it were torn down, it would be a grassy lot until we could figure out what else to do. I really think, hopefully at this point, we can take a look at all the alternatives. That's what I'm working for. I'm not for sure if it will work. Mm-hmm. It may go longer past my term, but okay. Hopefully not.
All right. Well, fair enough. We have, a caller standing by. Robert has a comment or a question. Go ahead, Robert.
Thank you for your efforts as a well-educated business person. All these years of helping people in Manhattan and Raleigh County, it's certainly worked out well for all of us. Thank you for your efforts. But now, talking about the church over there as a county building, if you were using it as a police center, a new police building, you could also share the cost through the law board with the city, and you wouldn't be facing just a county expense. And it's a convenient location for the municipal court and the county district court right there, and a place for the psychological advisors. You know, if they had come up on the guy with the baseball bat beating out the windows of the health department, they could calm him down without just shooting him when he turns around with the bat raised above his head. You know, everything has a purpose, and even the other county commissioners who want to tear the building down and have the grassy lawn so that they can build the new courthouse, well, they can move out there in the street of 3rd and Humboldt and vacate the right-of-way and build their new courthouse right there in the center and have parking all around it. There's a whole lot of other things they can do. And now the other thing to do, I wanted to suggest to you that every other sentence that you say is that it's a reduction in the sales tax, because it is. It's going from 1% to 0.7%. And with the 3-second memory that people have, they need to be reminded constantly that they are voting for a replacement reduction and mm-hmm. not a new tax, because that new tax is working its way in there, and you're going to have the same result that they've had before. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you for your comments.
Yeah, appreciate that. That was a good way to clarify that. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
that, Robert.
It was.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll continue our discussion here. I'll talk a little bit more about the church and phone calls and other things here. You're listening to In Focus, News Radio KMAN.